Blog Talk Radio.
You have just connected with that magical day and time, Thursdays, 11 o'clock Pacific, when you can obtain incredible information about how you can get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. This is Robert Rogers, and you have just connected with Parkinson's Recovery. My show today features a most amazing individual, 83 years young, Lee Bender. I have a story I want to tell you first before I actually air this previously recorded interview with Lee just several days ago. I was scouring the internet about 7 months ago, as I typically do every once in a while, looking for stories of individuals who are, in fact, on the road to recovery from the symptoms of Parkinson's. So there's no rules about what I'm looking for. Literally anyone who's doing anything that reports is helping them. And, of course, some of the individuals that I wind up interviewing are getting remarkable relief. Others are getting some relief. But everyone is clearly on the road to recovery. Well, one such person that I ran across about 7 months ago from a website was Lee Bender. Now, before you actually begin listening to my conversation with Lee, you might want to look at his website if you happen to be at a computer right now. He'll tell you the website address later, but a little heads up, it's www.leebender.org. So that's spelled LeeBender.org. Now, what I found interesting about Lee's website was he was obviously doing something I'd never seen before anywhere. And if you look at the before and after videos, what you see is a remarkable shift in terms of an improvement in his symptoms. So I thought, this is quite amazing. I've got to actually interview Lee Bender. If you'll go back on the Parkinson's Recovery Radio program page 6 months back to August, you'll actually hear my original interview with Lee. What's happened since then is I've heard repeated reports, and I've got some personal experience with this vibroacoustic therapy that Lee described 7 or 8 months ago, and I got more interested in finding out more about what has happened to Lee over the last 6 months. So I called him up just several days ago, and what I want everyone to know before you begin listening to the interview is I literally woke him up from a nap. So you can just imagine what happens when you hear the phone and you answer it and you're trying to wake yourself up. So what you're going to hear is Lee Bender waking up from his nap and fumbling about trying to get full steam and back on board. We're going to take a break. I'm going to give you some more information about this vibroacoustic technology that Lee talks about in the interview. And then we'll play a second interview that I did several days later when I called him up a second time. And that time I got him when he was fully awake. So you're going to hear a Lee Bender who is fully and totally energetic and good to go. So first, let me now play for you my previously recorded first follow-up interview with Lee Bender. This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. I am talking today with Lee Bender, who I interviewed back in August of 2009, which is now about 6 months ago. So I'm checking back in to see what progress has been made for you. Lee, thanks so much for being with us today.
Sure, Robert. I'm very glad to speak with you again.
So what's up? What's happening?
Well, for one thing, I'm in an assisted living in Elgin right now, which is working out very well for me. I get to get some help. But there's a new video out for the lounge that's produced by TLC Industries in Schaumburg. It's a video regarding specifically for Parkinson's. The sound is just utterly awesome.
What's the address of the video? Can people see it online?
He's got it online now, I'm sure. Just come online. I've had it for about a week now, and I'm just absolutely... It's when I'm feeling really uptight, anxiety, especially with Parkinson's, it just gives me a lot of help. At times I feel like I don't know what Parkinson's is. You got me now. I just woke up from a nap. So.
Well, you're doing pretty good, Lee, for just having woken up from a nap.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is an audio sound thing that you use when you're on that lounge that you talked about 6 months
right,
ago?
Right, right. And what it does, see, it also sets the pace on the vibration system, and it makes it completely different.
So you'll have to explain to people, because a lot of people are not going to be familiar with what you're talking about. When you say the smart lounge, what exactly are you talking about? What happens when you use the smart lounge?
Well, what you've got, Robert, is, of course, a special vibration system, and it's accommodated by the special sound. Now, they worked on this for some time, and they popped it in on me without me even knowing it, and it caught me at a time when I was having quite a bit of anxiety, and actually, after I spent a half hour with that, I couldn't believe what was happening. I'm actually going to use this at times and do some video on it, and it'll be on my website, leebender.org.
Oh, great. Now, how long have you had Parkinson's, Lee?
I probably had it about 10 years. I was diagnosed about 5-6 years ago.
And you were telling us 6 months ago that using this lounge every other day or so was allowing you to be very mobile and get a wonderful relief from your symptoms. Is that still the case?
It's still the case. We know it's not. It definitely is not going. I can't see any cure for Parkinson's, but it gives me a better life, quality of life. I can get around a lot better, and I can take care of myself. About 80%. I don't need much help.
So let's get a really clear picture of what happens. You lie down on this sort of lounge, and you put headphones on, and you listen for about 30 minutes. And then when you're finished, you're able to walk around more easily and with less difficulty. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And what it does, my toes were starting to curl. In my feet, there was no feeling in my feet. I was having a real problem with that. And with the other sound system that was using on the lounge, it didn't take care of that. But after spending a half hour, this is practically unbelievable, I started, after I was on it for just very few minutes, I started feeling going into my feet, and I could wiggle my toes.
Whoa! So those curls, those toes were uncurling, huh?
Those toes were uncurling, Robert.
You ought to give us a before and after picture, Lee, so we can see the toes before and the toes after.
I think I can do that.
That would be pretty cool. But you also have your own website, leebender.org. That's
leebender.org. And my phone number, of course, you can call me anytime, is 847-717-4960. You call me 24 hours a day. I'm generally here when I'm not down to having breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And
so that's an invitation for anyone listening to this show to give you a call and get the scoop on how you're doing and what you're doing to get relief from symptoms.
Exactly right. I want to do all I can to help my fellow man that's got Parkinson's.
Now, before you started using the Smart Lounge in the conversation we had, the interview we had 6 months ago, you were seriously challenged with being able to get around. And as I understand it, this really was a wonderful and a welcome relief for you, because when you began to use it, you were able to walk much more easily and effortlessly. Is that a correct description still of what's happening with the lounge?
Exactly, Robert. Without the lounge, I would have been pretty well immobile. And if you lose your movement with Parkinson's, it's all over with.
So before you started using the lounge, you weren't able to exercise any?
I exercised some, but I was losing out. I wasn't holding my own. I'm at least holding my own. Right now, I'm probably feeling as good as I was a couple of years ago.
Oh.
I'm maintaining a quality of life that gives me a chance to get around with some decent respect.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So tell us more about what other relief you're getting, how you're feeling that has really been able for you to recover your life.
Well, see what it amounts to. Now, you of course caught me now just waking up from a nap, and I don't talk quite as well as I would when I've been up and around for a half hour.
We get the true Lee Bender.
You get the true Lee Bender right now, my friend.
Because you just told people they could call you any time, Lee, 24 hours a day. So here it is. I think you're pretty lucid myself.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Robert. I'm working at it. Just keep an eye on my website, folks, and I'll do all I can to help you all I can.
That sounds wonderful. Now, we need to make sure everyone also knows that you have a particular connection to the company that has invented and now is making this smart lounge available to people. So can you tell people what that connection is?
Any vendor that has TLC Industries in Schaumburg is my son. And he's, of course, been in business about 25 years. He manufactures video cabinets for the industry, for the video games. And he started this program a few years ago to actually as a hobby. And of course, then he didn't realize all at once his father had been diagnosed with Parkinson's. And he told his sister, my daughter, that better bring the old man over and let him try this, see what it'll do for him. I was utterly amazed, and that course goes back about a year and a half. And at the present time, I'm absolutely overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed what it's doing now. Everyone, just watch my website, and you'll see what's happening. There'll be some more video on there. And, of course, we can't fake Parkinson's, believe me. The symptoms cannot be faked. I'll guarantee that.
That's true. That's well said, Lee.
they're for real. And of course, once again, quality of life is the key. That's what keeps me going. And hope. You got to look for that hope that's out there, and it's there if you work at it.
Now, how many years young are you now?
I'm 83.
And what kind of ways are you passing the time these days?
Well, I'm into nutrition. I also work with the best nutrition that I possibly can. I've done a lot of research on that. And, of course, wheatgrass and alfalfa. And I'm growing my own wheatgrass now, too, and juicing it. And I have some help with the juicing, of course, because that takes quite a bit of effort. But I'm growing wheatgrass in my apartment, and of course, continue to do all the research I possibly can. And then, of course, I talk to people off and on, try to help them as much as I can. And we'll see what happens. Follow me along and see what we can do.
So are you able to grow all the wheatgrass that you need in your apartment?
I sure do. You'll see that on my website.
Oh, do you give a demonstration of how you grow it and then how it's actually made into juice?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing that very soon. I'll have that on my website.
And so are you saying that the wheatgrass is really helping you in terms of how you're feeling?
Exactly. What it does is helps with the constipation from the cinnamon that I take for the Parkinson's. See, it's good for the digestive tract. Chlorophyll is the key. And then I also get the wheatgrass tablets and alfalfa tablets from Pines International, wheatgrass.com. You can check them on the website. That's awesome, too. That helps a lot. See, it's a circle of things that you do to fight off this problem with Parkinson's. It's just not any one thing. And if you work with the circle and exercise, nutrition, everything that you can possibly do for quality of life is the key. That's what's going to keep you going.
What type of exercise are you getting these days?
Well, what I do a lot in my apartment. I have the stretch cords. I have small weights. I stretch my legs. I have a spin cycle. I have a spin cycle that I ride every day. I ride it about a half hour. That keeps the legs freed up better. And, of course, gives you better circulation. If you lie down and give up, Parkinson's is going to take you over. You've got to keep moving. You've got to do all of these things. But this lounge, I'm just overwhelmed with it now, especially. It's Robert, it's unbelievable. And folks, any of you with Parkinson's, you need to give it a try. Believe me when I tell you this. From the bottom of my heart, I know the misery of Parkinson's. I've had it long enough to know. And of course, work with a good neurologist, too. I've got a good neurologist here at CDH Hospital here in Winfield, Illinois here. He'd lost his father and uncle to Parkinson's. So besides being a good neurologist, he has a personal dedication. And we're working together very close. Dr. Rizak from CDH Hospital in Winfield.
Are there any other therapies you haven't mentioned, Lee, that are giving you sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's?
Well, keep your mind working. See, I'm in an assisted living now with, there's 135 people here, and there's three or four with Parkinson's, and I've been talking to them. Of course, they're really quite far gone. They're not moving too well. And once you let those muscles tighten up, you've got problems. And, of course, your digestive tract, you've got to watch that. You've got to be extremely careful to make sure you don't have a constipation problem, because that'll get you quicker than anything. But here's what I feel, bottom line. The lounge is helping with the constipation. It's keeping my body freer. It's part of the circle. That alone is not going to do it. You're going to have to work with these other programs to keep yourself moving. I'm very flexible. We're going to set up a camera now, and I'll have some demonstrations of how free and loose my body is. And that's the way you got to keep it. But keep your mind working and keep that hope going.
The other people that you mentioned at the assisted living facility where you live who have Parkinson's, are they also using the lounge?
I've got one of them now that's started to use it. And I'm going to, but there's, like I say, there's probably two of them that are too far gone to probably for much help.
So they're very immobile.
And that's just about at the hopeless point.
Well, you'll have to, if you can get their permission, you'll have to take some videos before and after of their experience with the lounge, too.
Right, I'll do that.
And put it up,
Robert,
on your website. So tell everybody again the address of your website, Lee.
Once again, my website is leebender.org, and that's spelled LEEBENDER. In my email, of course, you'll find it on there, lee@leebender.org. And my phone number, once again, is 847-717-4960. And that's Elgin, Illinois. And I'm in Heritage Woods Assisted Living in Elgin, which is a very nice facility. And they have 130 of these same similar locations in Illinois. So what we have is we have our own dining room, three meals a day, and the assistance that we need. But I need very little assistance, most of it's being done by myself, which they like to see. And just stay with us, and we'll see what we can do. And hopefully there'll be a cure for Parkinson's someday, completely. But in the meantime, we have to do what we can to make the quality of life better.
Lee Bender, you've given a very generous call for anybody to call you, and we've given a demonstration that, yes, indeed, people can call you anytime, 24 hours a day, since I actually woke you up from a nap. And
yes,
you were more than willing you were more than willing to not only talk, but to have the conversation recorded. So that should be one testament to everyone that, yes, indeed, when you say you're more than delighted to talk with anybody anywhere, it's true. All you have to do is call Lee, and he'd be delighted to talk with you about all the types of things he's doing to get relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's.
See, right now, Robert, you can hear my alarm going off. I was getting ready to go down for dinner.
So
that'll assure the people that you caught me right off the cuff.
There you go. I caught you right at the right time.
Righto.
Well, Lee, thank you very much for this 6-month update. We're going to have to be sure and check back with you in another 6 months to see if you're out playing tennis or golf or running marathons.
You never know, Robert.
Nope, you never know. That's
never
for
know.
Sure.
Okay,
thank,
my friend.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm Robert Rogers, and my special guest today is Lee Bender. Lee talks about the lounge, and if you're like me, I really have to have a visual so that I can understand what in the world he's talking about. And I've put up the lounge as well as something called the VibroMax and the other binaural CDs that he talks about using when he's lying on the lounge at a website. So let me give you that address if you're interested in just seeing what it looks like, because we're about to have a follow-up interview conversation with him. That address is www.vibroacoustic. Let me spell that for you. It's V-I-B-R-O. A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C dot Parkinson's Recovery, all one word, .com. There's actually more story to this that's also quite fascinating. Lee Bender sees neurologists at the Rush Medical Center in Chicago. One of the neurologists there is named Dr. Christopher Gotz. Dr. Gotz published an article in a new neurology journal back in July of 2009 reporting an historical event. A Dr. Charcot in 1892 actually invented a chair that vibrated his patients. Who's Dr. Charcot? Well, he happens to be the medical doctor that named Parkinson's. He named it after Dr. Parkinson's, who lived earlier than him, but he acknowledged that Dr. Parkinson's back in 1832 and the early 1830s recognized and identified the symptoms of Parkinson's, and he decided, well, he'd seen that too in his own medical practice, so he's the medical doctor in the late 1800s that actually assigned the name Parkinson's to the symptoms that we now identify as Parkinson's. So in this article, you'll see an actual chair that Dr. Charcot invented, and basically what he observed was the patients that came to see him, who came by way of rattling their bodies about, in other words, through trains, for example, seemed to have much fewer symptoms. They seemed to be doing much better than people who were not as, how can I say, juggled and rattled about as they came to his office. So he decided vibration might make a difference. He invented this chair, and he was doing research to see the effects of that on the symptoms and was getting good results, though they were never published because Dr. Charcot actually died in 1893. The whole idea was dropped, and now in 2010, we've actually got a resurgence of the idea that vibration can have a huge impact on the symptoms of Parkinson's after a long hiatus of disinterest. And combined with that, of course, is the acoustic idea, so that through binaural beats, what you're actually doing is you're reconnecting the mind and the body. So literally that's forming and creating new neural networks. I've actually got some feedback on the lounge myself, because when I interviewed Lee, I was interested in this. I talked to his son, Eddie, and they actually sent me a lounge here in Olympia, Washington. I put out an invitation for people to come give it a try. We had one taker, and they had a true transformational experience. They actually wound up getting one for their own home. I also put a lounge, the lounge that they sent me, over to the Puget Sound Healthcare Center here in Olympia, and they made it available to people with Parkinson's who happened to be staying there at their rehabilitation center. One of the individuals who used it every day, 5 days a week, was actually able to be discharged from the center after about 4 weeks of use. Apparently, his improvement was remarkable. I must say, however, though, that the clinic coordinator of rehabilitation told me that they saw this same individual they'd released about a month later, and he wasn't doing as well, which suggests that this particular therapy, the vibroacoustic therapy, is probably something that can't be discontinued. You really have to continue to do it on a regular basis, every day, every other day, or at least two or three times a week. They also apparently tried to convince another individual with Parkinson's at the center to use it, but apparently had some considerable paranoia about actually getting on it, and after one try, he really was not interested in using it any further. So we've got a little personal evidence. I've actually used it. Deborah's used it, and quite frankly, I think it really is amazing. It gives you enormous surges of energy, clears out all kind of lethargy that might be hanging about for the day, so I'm really impressed. This is really quite an amazing invention. And I also want to be clear, this is something that's just come out. We're talking about an invention that's just surged. And not only that, but the doctor I just mentioned, Christopher Gotts from Rush Medical Center, is actually knows Lee apparently and saw the difference in Lee's ability to be mobile and ask what's up. And apparently the company then sent a lounge over to the Rush Medical Center, and they began to send patients through the experience and saw the same thing. They saw people getting a great deal better. And now there's an actual research study that's just been launched this month at the Rush Medical Center with 20 subjects who had the symptoms of Parkinson's, and they're using the lounge. Apparently, the company has actually sent out, or they are sending out, lounges to the study participants. So if you live anywhere in Chicago, you might want to call Rush Medical Center. I don't know whether they have their subjects in line or not, but if they don't, it's a possibility you might be able to participate in the study. Obviously, there's an obligation on your part. You'd have to give some reports and feedback back on the results. So it's a pretty rigorous design in terms of collecting evidence before and then following people through about 8 weeks of use and then collecting evidence afterwards. So it's quite an ambitious actual academic study, and it's very clear that Dr. Gotts was impressed, as I was, with the potential that this might have, particularly for individuals who are at the later stages of Parkinson's and who are unable to really get themselves up and running. It's happened for Lee, and so my hope is that it might also have the potential to happen for others as well. Now, the next fascinating part of the program is I'm going to now call up Lee Bender again. This is a couple of days later, but this time I actually caught him when he was wide awake. So this is Robert Rogers, and I'm actually calling Lee several days later. When I called Lee before, I actually woke him up. And so today he's fully awake, and so we'll be able to get some more information about how he's feeling today as opposed to several days ago. Hello, Lee. How are you today?
Hey, Robert. I'm just great. Just really a bouncing. Just got through with my lunch, and I'm ready to go to work.
Sounds good. So I caught you at a different time today than several days ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot different.
So tell me about how this, you described in our previous interview, this new CD that you were using when you were also lying on the lounge. How is that working for you?
Well, what's that doing? If it didn't do anything else but take care of the bent toes, I was having trouble getting the shoe on and walking on the right foot, and the right foot was numb, but the toes were really bending over. There's no way I could straighten them out. I was only on the lounge for less than 15 minutes. When the toes straightened out, I could feel my foot, and it stayed the same way. That's what I'm really inspired about. That's the main thing it's done for me. And, of course, when I have that anxiety, it really helps me, too. And that hits every so often. I get on the lounge, get off the lounge, and anxiety is gone.
Wow. So these toes had curled under, and nothing you were doing to uncurl them was working. Is that right? Like massage didn't work? Or
nothing didn't work. Soaking them in hot water, soaking them in cold water, massaging, doing everything, nothing else.
They just wouldn't unravel. I mean, this was sort of then a permanent deal. They were just curled in and wouldn't uncurl. Is that right?
They were locked. They curled in and wouldn't uncurl.
So, okay, so let me get this straight, Lee. All right, so you tried everything, and then you lie down on the lounge with this new CD music, and in 15 minutes they uncurl? Is that
That's
right?
Exactly right.
That's pretty amazing.
And it stayed the same way. That's been about, well, I guess about since I've had that new CD, a month or so has gone by.
Wow. So you had been using the lounge before then, and the toes weren't uncurling, so I guess you're going to attribute this positive result to the new CD that you got.
Without question.
Huh. And so this is the CD that had originally been designed and developed by Dr. Suzanne Jonas. Is that the one that you're using?
I think it's another doctor that Sun Ed has got. And they designed it specifically to accommodate Parkinson's.
Well, it's obviously must be something to that with your experience.
There's something to it.
Wow. So the toes uncurled and they didn't curl back in? I would think
they didn't curl back in, and not only that, I can work my toes. I can spread them. I can spread the toes, and they were locked together. All my toes were locked together and bent over.
Oh, my. You know, it's too bad we don't have before-after videos, Lee. We could have shown your foot before and then the foot after.
I can do that. I can actually duplicate how they were bent over and then show you. We'll have video very shortly.
Oh, good. And if you put that on your website.
I'll put that on the website. That'll be on the website.
You'll have to do that. Now, you'll have to remind people about where your website is and what the address is.
Yeah, now the address is, my email address is lee@leebender.org. And then the website is leebender.org.
So that's
leebender.org.
And you'd also extended an invitation for people to call you because you
right.
would be delighted to talk with anybody about any of the kinds of things you're doing to get relief from Parkinson's. And what's that phone number again?
847-717-4960.
Now, it's very clear to me and everyone else listening, Lee, that you have enormous energy at the moment. So what are you off to do today? What's on the agenda?
Well, I was just voted in the president of the Senior Council of Heritage Woods of South Elgin, Illinois.
That's pretty impressive. So what do those responsibilities entail?
To motivate the seniors and help them with their health problems and any problems regarding dining and so on. Any problems they're having, work with them and help them out, and then help the new people that are coming in here. There's actually 135 apartments here, and it's assisted living, and it's awesome. It's something new for Illinois. Now, they've got 130 locations here in Illinois, which is unbelievable, and they're right on top of it. The food is much better than the regular nursing home. Then you've got assisted living. You've got the help that you need. And we have dining, we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have meals three times a day, and the food is also good. So this is something that's going to sweep the country, I'm sure.
Wow. That sounds pretty amazing. Now, remind people how long you've had the symptoms of Parkinson's, Lee.
Probably about 10 years. I was diagnosed about 5 years ago, and I was diagnosed by Rush University. And that's on my website. They can check that, the diagnosis. I got that from Rush the day they diagnosed me. It shows you what they did to diagnose my Parkinson's, which should be of interest. Now, I now have he's quite a famed neurologist, Dr. Rizak from Central DuPage Hospital here in Winfield, Illinois. And he's quite renowned. Now, he lost his father and uncle to Parkinson's. So he's more than dedicated. He's on a mission. And him and I are working together, and Well, if we can't cure it, we're sure slowing it down.
That sounds great. All right, so Lee, 10 years, a formal diagnosis about 5 years ago. If you simply reflect back on these last 10 years and you look at what's happened to your health, have you been feeling weaker and less strong over this period of time? Have you stayed about the same, or have you actually been getting better?
From 2 years ago, I'm looking back how I was at 2 years and just thinking back over it. I'm better off today than I was 2 years ago. That's an absolutely honest fact.
So you're telling me that the assertion that Parkinson's is degenerative is just a bunch of phooey.
That's right. That's right. You've got to take on that circle. You've got to have nutrition, the right nutrition. Exercise has got to be there. You have to do some resistance training, which you can do. That can be done right at home. You can do it with... And I'm going to start putting this up on the website. Stretch cords and so on. The rubber stretch cords are awesome. And light weights. And then stretching. You got to keep moving. You can't lie down. You got to keep moving. And you get rid of the aches and pains that way. Then another thing, I take a lot of wheatgrass and alfalfa. Now, Pines International, wheatgrass.com. Pull up their website. I've been taking that for 20 years. There's a lot of chlorophyll in it. That's the key. Lots of chlorophyll.
And I believe you mentioned when we talked several days ago that the reason that's so helpful is that some of the Parkinson's medications, one of the side effects is some constipation challenges, and so the wheatgrass is able to counteract that. Is that right?
The wheatgrass and alfalfa counteracts that, and then I also take a glass of prune juice every day. Now, that helps a lot. Now, with the wheatgrass and alfalfa, I have no need to take any medicine for acid indigestion, and that's a big key, because when you start taking that destroys the bacteria in the digestive tract. I take no antacid at all, none whatsoever, and I have no constipation. It's right on.
Cool. So it sounds like what you're saying is the antacids could potentially even make it worse. And so you don't take those.
Oh yeah. See, you have to take a look at these various things. And I pretty well know at this point I'm not going to cure the Parkinson's, but I'm sure giving it a run for its money.
Well, that's for sure, Lee. There's no question about that.
Now you'll see more video on my website. Let the people know to watch my website, because it's going to grow now by leaps and bounds, and I'm going to show you what we all need to do. Now, I also grow wheatgrass. I grow it about 6 inches tall, and then I cut it and put it through a juicer, and I drink some of that juice each day.
And you do that in your apartment, isn't that right?
I do that right in my apartment. I got grow lights. And not only that, the wheatgrass purifies the air in the apartment.
Oh,
Yeah. Now I found that out working with NASA. I actually was in contact with NASA, with one of the scientists down there. They grow wheatgrass in space for oxygen.
How interesting. So we might as well grow it in our own apartments, in our own houses,
yes,
to help our health.
Yes. Yes, my
what
man.
A simple solution. So do you use alfalfa seeds? Where do you get those?
I use wheat seeds. Organic wheat seeds, put a little mulch on the bottom of a tray, about 10 by 20, and you soak the seed for about 24 hours, just drain it every 5-6 hours so it don't start to ferment, and because put it in the container and cover it with water so that you can drain it. And then after about 24 hours, you wet the mulch and put a coating of seed on the tray, covered up, keep it dark for 2 or 3 days, it starts sprouting, and then hit it with the grow lights, and about 7 days, you got food.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Lee, here's a challenge. Now, I know you're incredibly busy with your new leadership position, but the challenge is would be to take some videos of every step of that process and put them up on your website so people can actually see exactly what you just described.
We'll do that.
And we can get a lot of people growing their own alfalfa seeds in their own homes.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
growing the wheatgrass in their own homes, by all means, that's some of the richest food that they can partake in, without question.
And you're going to also be putting up some of the stretch exercises and resistance exercises that you do on your site so people can get an idea of the kinds of things you do to stay healthy.
Right on.
That sounds cool. So there are other people who have Parkinson's there at your nursing home?
Yeah, I'm going to start to work with several of them.
So you're going to see if you can get them back online too. And
right.
we'll be interviewing them here in the next few months.
So they can talk
about their recovery as well.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to be sure and tell people about what's really helping you feel so strong and healthy?
Well, there's something else, too. You've got to have faith. We're going to have good days, and we're going to have some bad days no matter what. And we've got to have faith that we're fighting, that we're going to whip it. And hopefully the work that's being done, they could very well come up with a cure for it. In the meantime, fight it off. Make life pleasurable as much as you can for yourself. Just hang in there. You got to do it. And I feel good actually every day, even if I have a bad day. I still think about things that I need to do and just move on accordingly. But today I'm feeling great. So now is my big day to accomplish some things. You caught me at the right time today.
I caught you at the right time the other day as well, Lee.
Yeah, you sure did.
Now, I have to remind you, you've given your phone number out, and you've told everybody, call anytime, so people can get a flavor for, they might catch you like I'm catching you right now when you have incredibly high energy, or, several days ago I woke you up. So they have the full spectrum of what they might expect when they give you a call.
You know, that's actually kind of neat. I'm happy this came about. You know, it kind of hit me when I woke up. I didn't know who was talking about.
I was very clear that I woke you up, and so it took us a couple of minutes to get rolling there.
Right. I never did get rolling like I should have.
Right. And I also understand, Lee, you mentioned Rusk University in Chicago, the medical center. As I understand it, they're actually doing a systematic research study evaluating the effects of the lounge for people who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. And that's actually
right.
Starting, I think, this month.
That's starting this month, and there's going to be 20 of them, 20 people with Parkinson's.
That's amazing. So the company's actually sending these lounges out to the homes of individuals who have Parkinson's, and the university is collecting the data. So they've got pretest data, and they're tracking people across time, and I guess they're going to follow them for a couple of months. But if your experience is a testament to what's going to happen to other people, after 15 minutes, if anybody has curled up toes, they're going to find they're going to be uncurled. So the actual results may be pretty quick rather than having to wait for a couple of months to see what really happens.
See, Robert, you can't fake Parkinson's. There's no way you can. It's there. The symptoms are there, and you're either going to be whipped by it or you're going to fight back. And if you fight back, you're going to have a decent life. And there's a lot to say for that. There's a lot of things we can accomplish. We can help a lot of other people, and that's what I'm dedicated to now. Now is the time to dedicate my time to doing what I can for the rest of mankind, because mankind has done a lot for me. And of course Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is right there with us. We know that.
Well, and you are doing a great deal, Lee, for others by just explaining to others what you're doing to feel better, and everyone can feel the incredible life force that's exhibited with you right now. So thanks so much for being with us today and telling us what you've been doing to feel better.
Thanks, Robert.
Bye. I'm Robert Rogers. This is Parkinson's Recovery. You've just been listening to my interview with Lee Bender. Some of you, I'm sure, are wondering, well, I wonder how I might be able to take advantage of this vibroacoustic therapy. We're going to have this particular therapy on the Parkinson's Recovery cruise to Atlantis, to Alaska. So anyone on the cruise will be able to experience this and to see to what extent it gives them relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. I've also configured together a special bundle from working with the company. Since this is a brand new product, there really isn't anything specifically configured for Parkinson's, particularly on the company website. I mean, literally, these products have just been created and just been invented and tested and proven to be effective. So on the website, you can see what Lee is talking about by visiting the website that I've set up. It's www.vibroacoustic, and that's spelled vibroacoustic.com. Parkinson's Recovery, that's all one word without the apostrophe S, so parkinsonsrecovery.com. Now, when you land on that particular website, you'll see a description of two different bundles of equipment. One is called the VibroMax. That's pictured at the very top. This is a portable unit that Lee's not really talking about, but the company explained that a lot of people are using this to their great success. They're basically two pads, and you can sit on one pad, and you can put the other on your back, or if you have cramping or any particular problem in any part of your body, you can actually put the pad on the place in your body that's creating the difficulty, and then, of course, you listen to the CD that's appropriate for whatever the problem might be. The CD that Lee actually talks about is listed on the website as the Kinesthetic Audio for Parkinson's Disease. So that's the one that's been specifically configured with the binaural beat, and that's the audio that Lee mentioned was responsible for giving him that incredible ability to uncurl his toes. So you'll see that pictured, and then at the bottom, I want to be clear with everyone, the bottom equipment, which is called the Smart, S-M-A-R-T, Lounge. That's the equipment that Lee's talking about using at his facility. So that's what literally is the Smart Lounge. And for anybody who's interested in actually giving this an actual try and ordering it, I've got the company to agree to include three of the binaural CDs, one on sleep, so any individuals who are having difficulty with sleeping, there's that CD that's included. There's a CD on depression relief, and then, of course, there's also the Kinesthetic Audio for Parkinson's Disease. So all three of those are included with both the lounge, the Smart Lounge, and with the vibroacoustic equipment. The vibroacoustic is obviously much more cost-effective. I think it's only $595 or so, and the Smart Lounge is a much more affordable piece of equipment, and that's also not as transportable. So in essence, what you do with that is you set it up somewhere in a convenient location in your house, and you go there and use it whenever you like to be able to get relief from the symptoms. The VibroMax bundle is very portable, so you can carry it from room to room. You can carry it to places and use it whenever and wherever you'd like. So they're basically two different approaches. They're basically the same technology. They work in the very same way. Now, there's another interview I'm going to play right now, and it's one that you possibly might have heard before several weeks ago, but the coincidence is that I interviewed Holly Hughes, and Holly had actually stumbled across this particular technology in Las Vegas from a practitioner who had acquired the equipment and was introducing that to her patients. Holly Hughes has Parkinson's, and she found it gave her also incredible relief from her symptoms. And Holly, the reason I want to play this again for you is, Holly is a healthcare practitioner, and not only is she using the lounge to be able to give her relief from her own symptoms, but she's now introducing this particular lounge to her clients. Holly is basically located in Chicago, Illinois, so anyone who's happens to live anywhere near Chicago or who is visiting Chicago will be able to contact her to be able to have an experience on the Smart Lounge. So here's a replay of my interview with Holly Hughes, who talks about the very same Smart Lounge that you just heard Lee Bender talk about.
You also mentioned getting incredible relief using this vibroacoustic material. Can you tell us more about exactly how that works, what it is, and how you use it?
I sure can. As a matter of fact, when I experienced this in Regina's office in Las Vegas, it became very clear to me that I would be doing this in Chicago. So it's a very simple setup. The mattress is about the size of a massage table, but it's a little bit lower to the ground. It's in a nice zero gravity position on a simple cot, and it's a very thick mattress. It's about 6 to 8 inches of foam, and these speakers are inside of it. And so it's literally just you sit down like you're sitting down on a soft, comfortable piece of furniture. And at the top of it, there are two plugs where the amplifier plugs in to the mattress. And that amplifier has the power to then send the music based on the CD and what's on the CD through the mattress. So literally, if somebody comes into my office, now, many people are not coming in for a condition, by the way. Some people are just working at the Board of Trade that's 3 blocks away and say, oh, my God, I got to rest, and I don't know how to relax. Slow down.
Right.
So it's wonderful because what this provides and a niche that I've been really craving to fill is to be that layman's healer, that I can have somebody walk in and there's no disrobing, there's no there's no anything. You just walk in and I say, would you like 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 60 minutes? And they let me know how long they want, and I can kind of feel for their energy, and they lay down, they put these blind out glasses on, and I turn on the CD. And it truly is that simple. So you put on the big headphones on your head, you black out with the sunglasses, and I put a light blanket over you, and you just sit there and you relax for the time of your session. And what's interesting is that many people, some people will go to sleep, which is natural in a massage setting or Reiki session. People who've done some body work probably have that experience. But this is a therapy because it is deeply cellular and working within your nervous system and within your body system, that it's fine that you go to sleep because it's still going to do what it's doing. It's talking to your brain. It's talking to your body. It's shifting your energy. It's raising your vibration, or in some cases, lowering it. So depending on what track of music you listen to, it's going to stimulate either theta, delta, alpha, or beta waves in your brain. And the science behind the music is readily available for therapists like myself, so that I'm very clear. If you come in and tell me you'd like to listen to a depression CD, I'm going to put something on that is stimulating that part of your brain. If you come and tell me a Parkinson's disease, I know to put on Suzanne's CD. So by telling me what condition, and if somebody just says, I want to relax, same thing. We put on a Waterworld CD, and you relax, and it just deeply relaxes and stimulates pieces of your being that wouldn't otherwise experience relaxation in unison.
How fascinating. How often then do you get on this vibroacoustic lounge? And,
well, I'll tell you what, it's a good thing I'm busy building my business, or I might not get off of it. It's pretty gorgeous. It's just a really relaxing feeling. I mentioned earlier that I do it at least once every 3 days, and I am the session for Parkinson's is 30 minutes, so that's my commitment for my health piece with this disease. But I will say that there, I like to also have an energy. There's a specific one that's for stimulating energy, and so that's a 20-minute session. So if I have time, you know, and I'm waiting for that 3 o'clock nap, and I don't have time for that 3 o'clock nap, and I'm in between clients or phone calls, then I'll sit on it for 20 minutes. But I, you know, it's very safe to do daily, and it's sort of something that I gauge with my body. If I'm sick, you know, I might sit on it longer or sit on it a couple sessions a day, and if I'm already, you know, doing deep meditation, or I'm at a yoga retreat for the weekend, then I probably wouldn't miss the vibroacoustic session. But what's really convenient about this particular model is that for, you know, for $1,500, $1,700, you can buy it and it's in your home. So it really just becomes another piece of furniture for you if you don't have access to somebody like me who has it set up in an office setting.
Well, this sounds like quite a marvelous therapy to me. Tell us again specifically the extent to which this helps give you sustained relief from your tremor and your other mobility challenges. Would somebody actually detect there's any evidence of Parkinson's in you when you're using this?
I can't say for sure if they would detect it in me, but what I can tell you is that since discovering this vibroacoustic therapy in November, I have worked directly with people who have late onset or you know, have had Parkinson's disease for several years. So there are patients who have come in with walking with a cane, barely able to move, who sit on the bed for an hour and get off and they forget they need a cane.
Oh, wow.
And can go 2 or 3 days. And that is really what inspired me to say, okay, well, let me journal my experience and really see how I feel it. So, you know, people who know me kind of thought the same thing, like, oh, she's stressed out. So, yes, you know, it's very noticeable to me that even people who could slightly tell once I mentioned to them, they said, oh, yeah, you know, I did notice, you know, when you were riding or, you know, just witnessing it, but they don't notice that anymore. So, no, there is no visibility. When I am working on the vibroacoustics and doing the sound therapy, it is not evident that I would have Parkinson's disease to somebody looking at me.
Holly, anybody that lives anywhere near Chicago is going to immediately want to know, how can I get in touch with Holly Hughes? I want to give this therapy a try. So how do they get in touch with you?
Well, fantastic. Currently, I am most readily available just to call me directly, and that number is 702-465-8211. And I also have a website that I keep updated with all of my projects, and that website is HollyHughes.info, HollyHughes.info. So that's the best way to keep up with me, because I am working very actively with some preventative health and doing some therapy, and I'm actually working with Focus on a Cure for patients. Ken Glowinski has actually had deep brain surgery for Parkinson's disease previously, and now he's going to need it for this other side. So he's actually one of the people who is in vibroacoustic therapy along the same time that I am. So it's very exciting to be in partnership with Focus on a Cure as well.
So this is Robert Rogers, and you've just heard a replay of my previously aired interview with Holly Hughes, who has also had some quite remarkable experiences with the using the vibroacoustic therapy products from the company called Next Neuro. Check out the descriptions of the products on the page at Parkinson's Recovery. What I really like about what the company has done is if you decide you want to order either the VibroMax, the portable unit, or the Smart Lounge, it'll be, of course, sent to your address at whatever using whatever shipping instructions you want to give. The shipping costs are, of course, separate, since it depends on where in the world you actually live. It's going to cost more to ship this to Spain or to China than it will to ship it to somewhere in Alabama. So once you've decided where you want it to be shipped, once you receive it, there's a 30-day warranty for the equipment. And the good news about this particular vibroacoustic therapy is you'll know whether or not it's helping you soon after you start using it. So unlike something like, for example, the CAN-C cataract drops, which a person has to take on a regular basis for about 60 to 90 days before that cataract begins to clearly dissolve, the vibroacoustic therapy has an immediate effect. And so literally you experience it, and you should be seeing an improvement in symptoms right after you use it, which is quite remarkable. I really don't know much that does that other than some of the current medications that tend to use doses of dopamine to be able to get people jump-started back on their own road to recovery. So if you use it and for whatever reason it doesn't work for you, then the good news is you just literally send it back and get your money back. So there's really nothing to lose with this. That's really what I like about it. And I also want to make it clear to everyone that Lee's talking about using both the kinesthetic audio or the Parkinson's disease CD that the company has produced in conjunction with
the lounge, which vibrates your body. In other words, he's using the advantage of both sound and vibration together to be able to give him relief. You can get advantage from simply using the binaural sound, from using that Parkinson's disease CD, which is also available and obviously can be purchased separately. Now, if you want to actually purchase the VibroMax or the lounge, those are included, so you don't want to actually order that in addition. So those are included in those two packages. So I've literally bundled that up. I talked to the company. I said, look, we need something for people who had the symptoms of Parkinson's, and we need it now. We want people to have relief now. We don't want to be hanging around waiting for 2 or 3 years for research results to be able to be revealed. It looks to me like a lot of people are really getting incredible relief and getting it now, and so I want to get this out there, given that there's 100% assurance that if anybody finds that it doesn't do for them what they had hoped, they'll be able to get their full money back. And, of course, the reason I'm involved is I want to hear from everyone who's using this, and I'll post your feedback, I'll post your comments on the Parkinson's Recovery blog as well as in the newsletter, so we can document for people exactly what it's doing, or not doing for that matter. So we want to be clear with people about what this can actually do in terms of providing systematic relief. If you are a therapist, a healthcare practitioner, and listening to this, I would suggest that you contact Holly Hughes and draw on her own experience with the direction that she's going. She's clearly using this technology as a way to help other people with chronic conditions as well as with the symptoms of Parkinson's. So it's something that you might want to consider pursuing as a therapy that you could add to whatever series of therapies that you're currently offering to your clients. So, a new therapy, it's just come out, it's just literally hit the streets. It's literally combining sound and vibration in the body. And my own experience with this is it's connecting the brain with the body and doing that actually energetically. So this is an energetic intervention. I like it because it's all natural. I like it because it's non-invasive. Clearly it's safe. Clearly it doesn't have any bad side effects, at least none that we've been able to hear about or know about. But of course, that's the reason I want to get feedback from everyone. So all in all, the news is good so far. We've got a research study that's now underway at Rush University with 20 subjects. We'll probably have some preliminary results on that by the end of the summer, and I'll be interviewing Dr. Christopher Gotts to get some more detailed information about what they've actually found in that particular study. So I really want to go ahead and do my own informal study and see if I can encourage people to order this, have it delivered. Particularly if you have a support group, I'd suggest you talk it among yourselves and just order one for the whole group so everybody can actually use it. So we'll have some reports of experience with a lot of different individuals. I personally do believe that sound therapy is literally the medicine of the future. Literally, it's transmitting frequencies that the body needs. And so I think this is the way medicine is headed, and I believe this particular company is really on to something. Of course, I have to confess to everybody, because Lee is the father of Ed Bender, who is the person who's the president of this company. I thought, well, wait a minute, is this really legitimate, or is this kind of just a marketing thing? But the reality is, folks, that the feedback that I get from people who've used this and my own experience on it is it's really a remarkable invention, something that's just out, something that does provide relief to individuals. And the other spin on this that I want to give to myself and to others is the one challenge that I've had in trying to provide information to people who had the symptoms of Parkinson's is for people who are totally disabled, and by that I mean they're really in wheelchairs or they're not able to get up and start moving. If they're in that particular state, clearly it's going to be difficult for them to exercise or take any of the steps that are obviously also necessary to be able to join others on the road to recovery, just as Lee Bender is. So this therapy, it looks like to me, is one possible answer for a person who really is almost totally disabled and really not able to get up and move at all. it looks like by using this on a regular basis, the person can begin to walk without the aid of a wheelchair or a cane. They can be able to start to exercise. They can begin to eat a lot better. And obviously, when they start to feel better, they're going to begin to see all the different kinds of therapies they can pursue that will really get them to a place where they're feeling absolutely incredible. You can tell by my interview with Lee that he is just a remarkable man doing remarkable things and is really on a cause here to be able to help other people. He's given out his phone number, as has Holly, of course, as well. So please call either of these two individuals if you'd like further information or know more about their experience. They really want to get the word out and be able to provide some relief for people who need it now. So that's really what's happening, folks, on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that you are on the road to recovery. Good day to you all.